Okay, then next paper is about PNT wave delineation and waveform estimation in ECG signals. So it will be presented by Xiaolin.
The computer is a little bit slow. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this presentation entitled PNT wave delineation and waveform estimation in electrocardiogram signals by using a block examiner. My name is Xiaolin. This is a joint work with my PhD advisors, Professor Jean-Yves Tourneret and Professor Gao-Yin Mai, who are with the University of Toulouse in France, and also with Guillaume Gail and Professor Franz Lawatch, who are with the Vienna University of Technology in Austria. So here is the outline of my presentation. First, I will give you a brief introduction of the PNT wave delineation problem and since we propose to use a Bayesian inference to deal with this problem. We will then introduce you the proposed Bayesian model. And we also propose to use block Gibbs sampling methods to estimate unknown parameters of the proposed Bayesian model. So then I will give you the details of the proposed Gibbs sampler. At last, I will show you the simulation results on the Qt database as well as the comparison with other classical methods. So here I will start to tell you about some context of the ECG delineation problem. And as we all know, the electrocardiogram, short ECG for short, is a record of the heart electroactivity captured by the electrodes positioned on the skin surface. So the automatic analysis of ECG signal has drawn a lot of interest in the biomedical engineering community. So from this estimation, as we can see, as we can see, ECG signal consists of three distinct waves. The P wave, and the most significant part, a QRS complex, and a T wave. So from this figure, as we can see, the most useful, clinically useful information can be found in the wave boundaries and the interval durations of the ECG signal. So that's why the delineation, which means the determination of the wave peaks, wave boundaries, and estimation of waveform, is a very important step to the interpretation of the ECG signal. So since the QRS complexes are the most significant part of the ECG signal, its detection is relatively easier, and it can be used as a reference to the PNT wave delineations. And the P and T waves, generally they have low amplitude, and due to the presence of the noise and baseline wandering, their delineation is more complicated than the QRS complexes delineation. So basically, we will detect firstly the QRS complexes and define the search intervals before and after to locate the P and T waves. So we can find in the literature different existing methods. The first existing method, the first class, is based on filtering techniques. So the principle is to use filtering techniques to remove the noise and the baseline wandering, and then we will apply rigid amplitude thresholds to determine where are the waves and where are their boundaries. The second class of existing method is based on Bayesian expansion techniques. I mean, we will use Bayesian expansion techniques to obtain the coefficients, and then we will still use some thresholds to determine where are the wave peaks and where are the wave boundaries. The third class of existing method is based on classification and pattern recognition methods. And we can also apply some realistic signal model to feed the ECG signal and to estimate the parameters of the model, then to do the delineation of the ECG signal. So some particular attention has been given to Kármán filters. But in our paper, we will propose to use Bayesian inference together with some Markov chain multi-loss simulation methods to deal with this problem. So now I will introduce you our mathematical model. The QRS complexes in our application are assumed to be detected, so which will not be considered here. And then we propose to use a D-bit non-overlapped window to cover the whole ECG sequence. So basically, we have the same number of the non-QRS intervals within our processing window. And for each non-QRS component, it can be seen as a combination of two mean passes, which represent the T wave and the P wave, plus a local baseline. So take the red parts as an example. These T waves within this processing window can be seen as a convolution of a Bernoulli-Gaussian sequence, an unknown Bernoulli-Gaussian sequence with an unknown impulse response. So the unknown impulse response represents the waveform, and this unknown Bernoulli-Gaussian sequence represents the wave locations and the wave amplitude. And then we can do the same to the P waves. So basically we have two convolutions here, and we have this mathematical signal model. And this CK represents the sequence of the baseline, local baseline, and this WK is the noise, which is assumed to be Gaussian here. And furthermore, we also propose to use Hermite basis expansion techniques to represent unknown waveforms. So this technique has been used on ECG denoising and also on ECG compression. The advantage of this technique is that we can have a reduced dimension of unknown parameters, and also we can obtain a denoised smoothed version of the wave estimates. Furthermore, we also propose to use a fourth degree polynomial to model the local baseline. So this is an extension to a previous work which assumed that the local baseline, which in each non-QRS interval, is a constant. So with all this, we have the vector representation of the non-QRS intervals within the processing window. So the red ones, they are unknown parameters. So we have the waveform, wave locations, wave amplitude, also for the P waves, and the baseline coefficients and noise variance. So here I will introduce you the Bayesian model. As we all know, the Bayesian inference relies on the products of the likelihood functions and priors to represent the posterior distribution and to estimate unknown parameters. So by assuming the noise in our model is zero mean Gaussian, we can have this likelihood function. And concerning the priors of the unknown parameters, they can be assigned according to the ECG signal specialties. Since we only expect at most one T wave in each T search intervals, we can assign a block constraint to this indicator. And by assuming the independence of each individual search intervals, the priors of the whole T indicator vector can be obtained by the product of each individual interval. And since we have used a Bernoulli-Gaussian sequence, so when there is wave detected, we assign a zero mean Gaussian prior to the amplitude associated to this position. Because we expect not only the positive amplitude, but also the negative amplitude, so this is a zero mean Gaussian prior. And for the waveform, it's also zero mean Gaussian, the waveform coefficients, because we expect not only the negative, positive parts, but also the negative parts of the waveform. And for the baseline coefficients, it's also zero mean Gaussian, and the noise variance prior is inverse gamma. So note that we have chosen all these conjugate priors because it can simplify significantly the computation. So now we have our posterior distribution, which is the product of all these priors with the likelihood function. But it's a complex distribution, which we cannot compute closed form estimators. So that's why we propose to use a Markov chain Monte Carlo simulation resource to generate examples which asymptotically follow this posterior distribution and to estimate other parameters of the Bayesian model. So this is the proposed block heap sampler. Heap sampling is very simple MCMC simulation method. But thanks to this block constraint, we have a slight modification to a classical Gibbs sampler, which is that instead of generate sample by sample the indicator vector, we can generate block by block. We have only the hypersize to evaluate is only the length of the each block plus one. So it improves the computational efficiency. So basically, after generate samples for the T-wave indicator, we will see if there is a T-wave, we will sample the amplitude. And for the P-wave, it's the same. And once we have finished sampling the indicator vector, we will sample the waveform for the block, for the processing window, and then the baselines, and then the noise variables. And the estimates can be obtained by using, for this discrete parameters, can be obtained by using a sample-based map estimator. And for this, the rest of the other parameters can be obtained by a MMC estimator. So before showing you the simulation results, I would mention that the pre-processing step in our application has been done by Panther algorithm, which is a very classical algorithm to detect QRS complex. And the processing window length has been set to 10 heartbeats. This is because we cannot have a very large processing window length because ECG has its pseudo stationary nature. And we cannot have a very little length either because we have to use several observations to be able to estimate waveform from the noise background. If you are interested, you can find more details in our journal paper, which has appeared. And now, I will show you some typical examples from the Qt database. The first example is from Qt database 01336. This example has been chosen because it has some variations of the rhythms and the longitudes. The second line shows the posterior distribution of the P and T wave indicator locations, which means the probability of having a P or T wave at a given location. So as we can see here, the Gibbs sampler hesitated to locate the wave. So that's the interesting property of the proposed algorithm. Instead of using a rigid amplitude to determine whether it is a wave or not, our map, sample-based map estimator, can tell us the most probable position of having a P wave here. And since we already have the peaks, I mean the wave indicators tell us the peaks, and the boundaries can be determined by the estimates of waveforms by using different criteria. And this is the reconstructed signal in red, and estimated baseline, local baseline in black, and original signal in dotted blue. As we can see, they are very close. And the second figure shows us the detected fiducial points. So here is another example with the premature ventricular contraction phenomena, where the P wave is missing and follows by a giant QRS complexes, and it follows by a inverse T wave. As we can see, the proposed algorithm can handle this situation. The posterior distribution of this area is very low, so there will be no false alarms, and this inverse the T wave is well detected with a very high posterior distribution. And still, this is a reconstructed signal. and the detected fiducial points. Another example for biphasic T waves, and as we can see, we can have a very obvious T waveform estimation. And this is a reconstructed signal for this data set. The last example is a data set where there are some absence of P wave present. So as we can see, when there is no P wave in the search interval, we will have a very low posterior distribution, and our map estimator will not lead any false alarms. So this is a reconstructed signal with the detected fiducial points for this data set. And now I would like to show you some quantitative comparisons with the classical method. We have implemented the filtering one of the filtering techniques, and the other is the wavelet translate, is the basis expansion technique. As we can see, in terms of the detection sensibility, our algorithm outperforms the classical methods. And also in terms of delineation error, our algorithm is slightly better, is comparable and slightly better. And based on the comparison, I would like to remind you that there are two advantages, other advantages of our method. The first is that we can provide, as well as the wave estimates and the wave boundaries. And the other advantage is that this is a Bayesian method, and we can provide the reliability information, such as the confidence interval, etc., of the estimation, so which is very interesting for the medical diagnosis. So here is the conclusion. So the novelty here is that we have proposed the Bayesian model for the no-QRS intervals in ECG signals, which is based on a blind deconvolution problem. And we have proposed a block exampler to estimate the unknown parameters of the Bayesian model. And as prospects, since in our model we have the amplitude estimation, so we can attack the T-wave alternance detection problem, the TWA detection problem. And since we can have the waveform estimation, we may attack the arrhythmia detection problem. So also as a prospect, since it is not yet online application, we are currently investigating the sequential methods, sequential Monte Carlo methods to this Bayesian model. So thank you for your attention. If you're interested, we have a little MATLAB demo on my personal website. So thank you very much. Didn't quite understand your question.
Okay. There are currently available devices that make automatic diagnosis of arrhythmia but not. Do you think that your method would contribute to that?
You mean the common criteria to the denation problem? Yes, I think we have calculated and evaluated our method based on, for example, the CSE standard, the biggest tolerance errors of the deviation error, and we can fit this standard, I think. Is that your question? I quite follow your question, in fact. in fact, if we come, in fact, come back to this, that's what you, I mean, there should be some noise presence in the signal, and if the noise is very likely to the waveforms, it could be, it could, how to say, our dampener will think it will be, it should be a probably transition of the wave, right? And but that's why we have a sharp peak here, but still it's not above 0.5, since we assign the prior that the probability of having no waves is equal to the probability of having a wave in the interval, and with the map estimator, this still will not be the problem. But it's probably possible. And this also is a phenomena which is possible because maybe here we have a relatively big noise, which is very similar to a wave. So sometimes our dampener just think it's a wave. So we have this kind of. I agree to this point, and but to the computational load, it's more. It's a compromise to choose. So thank you again.